This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You know, this weekend, Hollywood has another take on heroism.
Hancock's latest act of so-called heroics has once again enraged city officials.
I can smell that liquor on your breath.
Because I've been drinking.
Will Smith in the blockbuster Hancock leads off the movie releases for this holiday weekend. Jeffrey Robertson joins us from Wyandanch, New York. Jeffrey, I think it's safe to say that a lot of young men and women are going to be going to the movies this weekend to watch a character who, frankly, it's probably safe to say needs a little bit of counseling. Wouldn't you agree?
I certainly would. Good morning, John. I would certainly say that this weekend will be filled with theaters for people that really love Will Smith, but when they get there, they're going to be surprised because this was a great movie.
Well, we asked Jeffrey Robertson, who's a counselor and recovering alcoholic and addict, who's something of a hero himself to the people he counsels, and we'll talk about that in a moment, to review the movie Hancock, which comes out this weekend. But we really wanted to talk with you seriously about the issue of role models, because someone like Will Smith, and in a movie this big, is going to be a role model for all kinds of people. If you were going to counsel in the movie a character named Hancock, what would you tell him?
Well, actually, because I have personal experiences with this character, because I'm in recovery, as you mentioned, and I do counseling in my community, the issue here is that no matter how much trauma that you've been through in your life, drugs and alcohol will always destroy. And this is what, I don't want to give too much of the movie away, but this is really the central theme of Hancock. He's a troubled man. He's a superhero, but yet he has troubles because he is caught in the grips of addiction.
Well, Jeffrey, let's listen to one of his troubles. Here's a clip from Hancock.
Oh! You broke my glasses.
I'm sorry. Take my Raven.
Huh? You want down?
Stop me. Stop me.
I'm real good at down. I'm real good at down. All right.
He's real good at down. He's got superpowers, but he needs a little anger management work, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was one of the funniest scenes of the movie. He really has problems identifying his anger, but he's really has lost control of the things that he really is trying to find. He can't figure it out, and so he destroys everything around him, and that's what alcohol and drugs do. It destroys everything. It destroys you. It destroys families, loved ones, and people that are trying to reach you, and they can't figure it out, and it's like you need an intervention. And somewhere in that movie, I don't want to give it away, this begins to happen for him.
You know, the reviews suggest this movie needs an intervention. Do you think there's a deeper story here that people are going to enjoy, regardless of the bad reviews?
I hope that people will actually be able to see the movie for what it really is. And I know people that are in recovery will identify immediately with this character. And it's really a rampant disease in our society today. You see it all the time with teenagers driving under the influence.
Right.
It's just something that's rampant. It's really rampant in our communities.
Quickly, Jeffrey, just a second. What superpower would you want?
To be able to fly.
Okay, that's it. You got it. He can fly. Jeffrey Robertson is a counselor and recovering alcoholic and addict in Wyandanch, New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.